train for the life that you're praying for. Train for the life that you're praying for. And too oftentimes, we pray for things that we want blessings in our life. We want growth. We want more income, more impact, more of something in our life. And a lot of times, we're not doing the training behind it. And so today's pod is all about this, is how do you train for the life that you're actually praying for? So that when an opportunity presents itself, which it will, you're not only prepared, but you're ready to take it on full steam ahead and conquer it and basically advance to that next level. I think about like a game, if you've ever played a game before, and to get to the next level, you've got to conquer something. You've got to accomplish the task. You've got to complete some type of mission to get there. And so think about it that way, is every new floor that you go through, every new level that you want to go through, you've got to beat the one before. And a lot of times it's just killing off bad habits. It's saying no to things that you shouldn't really be doing anymore. And so that one decision that you make, I'm going to move forward to this next level, while it's important and you've got to make the decision, today we're going to talk about what the separator is and actually training for the life that you've been praying for. And something I think about quite often here is step one is really training your body. And I think about this because any great athlete, any great professional business athlete, you've got to train your body. If you're not healthy, if you're not in the game, you're not able to sustain a certain pace, a certain rhythm, a certain energy, people are going to feel it. And you probably met someone recently and you just felt like their energy was off. They were tired. And as much as we want to not state the obvious, if we see somebody that is out of shape, doesn't take care of themselves, present themselves just super sloppy. If you were to look in their office or their car and they just got stuff everywhere, it's a mess. And the first thing we think about is, well, if that area is a mess, then the other areas are probably a mess. And so doing these simple things, training our body every day. And I've shared this quite often about my journey, and it's been almost 8 years now at Iron Tribe. And then before that, doing CrossFit. And in the daily workouts that test me in a class setting, the music's going, you're always challenging yourself. There's new movements, there's new weights you're trying to do, there's new speeds you're trying to do, there's things you're trying to do every day. Let's be real, there are majority of the workouts at some point during the workout, it gets hard enough to where you're like, man, I don't have to do this. But I get to flip that to I get to do this and I get to train my body. And so if you're able to train your body, what I have found is that leads you to training your mind. And a lot of times these things go together. In training your body, you put yourself in difficult situations, you get stronger, you get faster, you just get more mentally fit. And that's where the mental side of this training your mind. I want you to think about, what was the last book you read? And if you hadn't read one this year, I just want to challenge you, pick up a book and actually read a book. I've got several I can recommend to you. Just DM me and I'll send you over the ones that I've been reading. I actually had some friends release books recently. And so can introduce you to those. Maybe not some of the mainstream stuff that's there, but depending on what you want to learn, I'll give you a recommendation for it. So training our mind. You know, think back to a lot of the sports and the things that I did where visualization was a huge tool. And if you haven't really gone down this, I know a lot of our listeners know about visualization because people like Ed Milet talk about it. Tony Robbins talks about it. And if you're able to visualize things in your day, moments in your day, meetings, I like to visualize before I go into a conversation, a big presentation, a difficult conversation, before I'm going on stage, if I'm speaking somewhere, visualize all the things that are going to happen, that could happen, even the obstacles you might face and how you're going to respond to that versus reacting to it. And so as you start to train your mind, what are the books you're reading? What are the podcasts you're listening to? Like this one, this is designed to feed your mind and to give you things to think about and anchor you in a growth mindset, your own personal development, to help you, especially if you're a team leader, to share this with your team. So what you think about this is you train your mind, I wrote this down, is your income rarely outgrows your thinking for very long. Your income rarely outgrows your thinking. And so if you're at a limited mindset, limited way of thinking, you haven't really studied a particular area. It could be finances for many people. You haven't really studied to understand how saving, investing, and it's not just what you make, it's what you keep, it's what you invest, it's the assets, it's where you actually spend your money that you've earned. to keep it for the long run. And so there's a lot of people I follow in that category as well that I'm happy to share with you. And if you're not studying those, especially with our mortgage folks that are listening to this, if you're not understanding where the 10-year is, what's happening with rates, why certain things are happening in the economy that could be affecting us, and then share that with your clients, you're just missing out on a big opportunity. And it could be why your income has been limited or stuck to where you are. So number three, this one's big. And I think back to this because there's been people in my life and on my team and around me and all of this, that they had all the skill in the world. They actually mentally were very fit, very strong. And you would walk into a room, they typically would command the room. There are people you know that just had a way about people would want to come to them and they would assert themselves in situations. They would make sure that they were the one that spoke up. They would do all the right things. But their fatal flaw was their character. Their characters, what they did when no one was around, is the things that I've unfortunately experienced with some people where would say one thing and do another. And you've ever had that on your team before. It's the cancer that people talk about where you can have someone that does all the production in the world, all these great accolades and sales, but if their character is the flaw, it's very difficult to fix that. It's very rare I've ever seen someone that just has these tendencies of taking shortcuts. They're willing to lie, cheat, steal to get ahead. They're willing to throw other people under the bus and undermine their authority for their own personal gain. And plenty of stories I could share with you and things that I've learned in my own career where I had to reflect back and go, okay, how did I let this person on my team? How did I not see that before? What did I do? Right back to Extreme Ownership, great book as well right there. And how did I allow that to happen? And how can I be aware of that going forward? And so it's something on our team we review right away. Love that people produce a great amount. Love that we help them double, triple their production. All those things, those are awesome. But if the character's not there, they're not going to be somebody that sticks with us. They're not going to enjoy being with this team. So I love that. And one thing I want to leave you guys with is your training for this life that you've prayed for. Is get really clear. What is the life you really want? You know, too oftentimes I found myself, and I hear this from others, is there's this outside perspective where they see other people in social media and they're like, man, I want that because that person has it. And whether that's the car or the income or the vacations or just whatever it might be. One of the biggest breakthroughs that helped me years ago was talking with one of my coaches about, what is it you really want? And valuing family time and spending time with my family. Making sure that we get to do the things that we want to do, being at my kids' soccer games or taekwondo competitions or swim meets, all these things. Fitness became something that really changed my life a few years ago. And even though I'd been in fitness and athlete and all these things, really the breakthroughs that came from the last several years of doubling down on that have been incredible. And the people I've met, the ability to impact and influence people beyond just what I do in the mortgage space, was so cool because so many people want to achieve that next level in their own space. And then when I started sharing my faith more, people started to connect with that. And that was only possible because I started to increase my capacity, change who I was around, change the inputs of what was coming in. And I started to actually train for the life that I'd been praying for. So if that's you today, I just want to encourage you is start truly training for that. And if you were training for a marathon, you would work on things that involved training for a marathon and what was required for a marathon. Very different than a triathlon, very different than a soccer competition or a functional fitness, CrossFit type competition. All those are unique. And so get clear on the life you are actually praying for, what you really want. And watch how God blesses you and watch how he will use other people in your life. I have found in these podcasts, these books you read, the people you're around, the conferences you go to, the things that you start to do, it just changes. And so I'll leave you with what we started with here and train for the life that you're praying for. Train for the life you're praying for. It starts today. What are you training for? What does it look like? And what do you need to adjust to make sure you're ready and that your capacity increases so that you're ready for that next opportunity that comes your way? Guys, thanks for joining. As always, make sure you leave us a review, 5 stars, amazing. Share this with someone else, as I know it will bless them and help them through their journey. And if something's resonated with you, let us know. And until then, we'll catch you on the next episode. See ya.